This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Much better and less expensive.
I look at four things that I think would lead to great economic success. It reminds me a little bit of Reagan. 15% corporate tax rate. Okay. Repatriation of trillions.
Right.
I think Obamacare will be like a tax cut for some people.
A big tax cut.
And energy independence is huge.
Yep.
How much of this do you think you'll be able to do through rescinding executive orders?
Well, I think we're going to do a lot of it, and I don't think we have to rescind. We're going to be rescinding executive orders, but I don't think we're going to have to use very many executive orders because we have a Congress that's going to go along with things. And I think a lot of Democrats are going to join the train, if you want to know the truth.
Have you talked to many?
People, yes, I have. And people are, you know, I know so many people in politics over the years. A lot of people said, oh, John, he's never been in politics. I've really been very active, mostly from the other side. But we're going to have a lot of Democrats joining us on a lot of these things, maybe even health care. But so many of the things that we're going to be pushing, they're common sense. And we will get a lot of support. And I think that's going to start happening very soon.
One of the things that I went through, you're still solid on Supreme Court justices, originalists.
Yeah.
Solid
on
the law.
We have one to appoint very soon. We're going to have to come up with a name. I'm looking. I'm down to probably three or four.
Mm-hmm. Are they from your list?
From the list. They are terrific people, highly respected. Brilliant people, and we'll be announcing that pretty soon, too.
And you'll have extreme vetting.
Right. Very extreme.
Your corporate tax rate.
Right.
And you're going to have...
Now remember, we're also cutting taxes for the middle class. We're cutting taxes for virtually everybody, not just corporate. Corporate's almost the most important because it's going to create jobs like you've never seen. But we're cutting taxes for everyone. We're simplifying the system. It's going to be a tremendous tax cut for the middle class especially.
Energy independence. How long after you've studied and looked at it, because I see millions of potential good-paying career jobs for people.
Right.
How big is that in your agenda?
It's a big thing. I mean, we have so much energy we never knew about. You know, modern technology starting about 6 years ago, the technology has been so incredible. We're sitting on vast wealth. We never knew we had it. And we have more than Saudi Arabia. We have more than countries that you would never even believe it's possible. And now we're going to start using it. We're going to put the miners back to work. We're going to put the steel workers back to work. We're going to make steel for ourselves when we build buildings instead of bringing it from other countries. And we're going to have a great time doing it.
I don't know how you reject what Donald Trump is presenting to we the people here. As he says, you know, this stuff's common sense. You know, you want to create jobs? Well, then let's do the things that promote and incentivize the people to create jobs. You know, we'll cut taxes for corporate. I know some people, you know, this 99.1% idea, they get all upset because corporations are making money and, you know, that sort of thing. Well, they need to be profitable in order to hire people. We need to get things out of their way that encumber them and make it most difficult for them to, you know, hire people and increase opportunities for the middle class. You know, this is what is all about. I think what still is yet to be understood is some of this crony capitalism that has taken place that has been delivered mostly by the Democratic Party. It hasn't been the Republicans. It's been mostly the Democrats. I would say, you know, certainly you could say both sides are complicit, but by and large, you know, the Democrats have taken it to a new art form, this crony capitalism that has taken place time and again, whether it has to do with the Clinton's foundation or, the stimulus that President Obama had generated that was supposed to, give us shovel-ready jobs. Well, they became shovel-ready windfalls for his cronies and people who supported him for election. They were the ones that got the money. But, you know, for some reason, people don't want to follow that. You know, this is where the media is letting us down because they have... you know, the investigative wherewithal to look into this, to follow the money, and to bring it back to us so that we understand that we don't have to sit there and talk about it like we sound like a bunch of conspirators, you know. Let's hold them accountable. Let's hold them, to their commitments. And I would say on both sides, because this is what we the people demand, what we deserve to happen, and will be win-win for everybody concerned, including the politicians, because Oh, my goodness. How about if they're successful in doing their job? How refreshing would that be, huh? Could you imagine America really being great again?
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be an us kind of thing. All hands on deck, okay? Are you starting to get the picture here? This is a government of for and by we the people, which means it more than implies the people's involvement. We've checked out. We let the elites run the operation here, and look what's happened. They've run us into a ditch. Things are changing here. So get on board and help us out. Your opinion does count. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's a bigger thing. It has to do with the United States of America, the operative word being united. You understand? Dr. Powin Grover is with us, he is an interventional specialist who prides himself on being an advocate for patients. He believes in pulling back the medical curtain to explain how big medicine works so patients can take the power of healthcare back into their hands. Dr. Grover has more than 20 years of experience as a medical doctor, has served as a medical correspondent for CNN, NBC, CBS, as well as PBS. Dr. Powin Grover, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, thank you for having me, Bill. Can I ever say that your program is so refreshing? When it comes to healthcare policy, honestly, it's treated like a football game, like what's best and what's a win for a political party instead of what's best for the patient. So I think your show and what you're doing is very refreshing and very needed.
Well, thank you very much. I'm grateful because in as much as that we are independent, you know, we're not controlled by an outside entity. And so this allows us to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And, Paul, let me tell you, I am grateful for you, fighting on behalf of patients to understand what is going on. I mean, we're about ready to unravel Obamacare, which needed to be, but there's so many moving parts here that we need to be very deliberate and precise as to what we do and what we're trying to accomplish. As long as we keep our eye on the ball here, which I believe has to do with the delivery of health care, you know, to the citizens of this country, and we keep them in right order. The doctors have been abused in the process. They've not been involved in a manner to which they should be. They've been overwhelmed by regulations. Not to mention other issues in terms of payments from insurance companies. People are shocked in my investigations and understanding, Pal, when I share with them that doctors have to wait 90-120 days for payment from insurance companies. I mean, who can run a business like that? But doctors you've been doing this at great detriment. This doesn't help the cause in the delivery of health care to their patients.
Well, there's a couple of other things going on that's going to worsen that dynamic. I mean, generally, people don't care, you know, how doctors get paid or what happens to them. But really what's my focus is how are all these changes going to affect the patient, right, and their families, and how it's going to affect healthcare. So let's talk about that. There's, of course, we can talk about the new changes that are going to come to Obamacare and how they're going to unravel it. There's a new law that was just passed that nobody really knows about. It's called MACRA. It's the fundamental transformation of the way Medicare pays its doctors. Mm-hmm. I think this will have a devastating effect because they haven't really, it's not a very well thought out law, and it might unravel everything in the healthcare while we're focused on Obamacare and new changes. Mm-hmm. This has kind of slipped under the radar. So let me explain what this is, and you can ask me questions as we go along. Mm-hmm. So traditionally, you know, Medicare pays the doctor what's called fee for service. Let's say you see the doctor and he bills, you know, the insurance company or Medicare, and they set him a set fee. So this law flips all of that on its head. It's the most fundamental transformation of Medicare since its inception. So instead of paying for the service, what they want to do is they want to tie the payment to the outcome of the procedure or the result. And let me give you an example so that somebody not in medicine can understand it. Let's say you're an orthopedic doctor and you get paid $700 for a hip replacement, right, which takes several hours. That also covers 6 months of follow-up visits, all inclusive in the global. Mm-hmm. And as part of that, you have to have an administrative cost, a billing cost, you know, office cost, and then you might get some of that $700, but the net is very low, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now
all that is coming out of the $700 payment.
$700.
Right, right. Exactly.
Now that $700 is not only additionally tied to all these things, but it's going to be tied on how well the patient does. And the idea being that, you know, if the doctor, if the outcome is bad, he doesn't get paid, right? Mm-hmm. And it's pretty aggressive. They're talking about by next year, 50% will be tied to the outcome, the year after 90%. So it sounds good on paper. We're going to pay for quality and not quantity, otherwise the doctor doesn't get paid. But here's the why this law has a lot of flaws and it's not well thought out and actually can cause a devastation to patients.
Right.
Number one, it doesn't take into account like other coexisting diseases. So suppose the patient's got diabetes.
Yes.
So of course their outcome is going to be, you know, not as good as somebody else. Patient compliance, what if the patient doesn't follow all the recommendations or they don't have the resources to, you know, do the physical therapy, the dietary. I mean, so what's going to cause is the doctor to stay in practice. And remember, all these results are going to be posted. So if he has bad outcomes, he won't get any more patients. So it's going to force doctors to pick healthier patients.
Exactly.
Otherwise,
exactly.
They're not going to get paid.
That's what this incentivizes. I mean, this is like, you know, Common Core and everything else all over again. This one size fits all concept. I mean, heck yeah. I mean, if I was a doctor, I want a fair chance to win. I'm going to do what I get rewarded to do. I'm going to deal with healthy people. I'm going to pre-qualify you.
Even if you are Mother Teresa of doctors and you take care of just all the sickest patients, your outcomes are so poor that then nobody comes to you because they just think that this is a bad doctor, right?
Yes, exactly.
So, and then the question is, what happens to these people who are sick, who don't have as much resources as the more wealthier patient, and they can't find a doctor who takes care of them? And then is the family practice doc going to have to throw more medications at them, more pain medications, because they can't get the procedure or the hip replacement? And then as they dwindle, then they become a bigger cost to the healthcare system because they're loss of its independence and more sicker diseases. So, I mean, in a nutshell, they really haven't thought through all this kind of things. And, you know, the way that they construct it is the law is so complex, nobody understands this. The media doesn't know how to grasp around talking about it. So it's just kind of slipped under the radar, and then we have to deal with the aftermath.
Yeah, we're incentivizing all the wrong things, and this is what happened with, you know, what Jonathan Gruber did in designing, and the president of Democrats in the dark room in the late of night designing Obamacare. It was all for the wrong reasons. They lost focus of what healthcare is all about and who it's to serve.
That's exactly right. And I think this is, you know, what's happening now. And then I think this is a common practice, right? They pass a law in Congress, like, for example, this one. It's thousands and thousands of pages, which are very legalese. Nobody can understand it. You have to be a lawyer. So then they pass.
I know lawyers that don't understand it, Paul. I mean, I don't know if you started. I keep telling people, I tried to read it on several occasions. That was more out of a challenge than anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, we have congressmen that don't want to read it. My brain was bruised after a couple of pages.
And then you just get probably some cliff notes that say this is going to improve quality. And, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good. And it's probably help world peace, you know, so those are all nice things.
Exactly. Hey, Powell, hang on. We got another segment to go to. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break here. Dr. Powell Grover is with us. More from him as we talk about health care in America.
Dan Pilla, do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself.
It's all about you. Why shouldn't it be, huh? We come to you fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and over 280 markets across the country. Around the world via shortwave. However way you connect with us, we thank you for connecting, and we thank you for passing on the good word. Our conversation now with Dr. Pawan Grover, an interventional specialist who prides himself on being an advocate for patients. He believes in pulling back the medical curtain to explain how big medicine works, and this is what we're talking about right now, to give you the information that you need to have regarding healthcare. You know, there is a reason that Obamacare is not working. And, you know, what devastates me, Pav, on this whole situation, I think of people who are making, you know, life decisions because they don't want to impact their families, you know, walking away from medical care, from these high premiums and everything associated with Obamacare. And it's a heartbreak to see these people saying, you know, looking in the camera and going, I just can't do this to my family. I'm just going to, you know, I guess, suck it up, bite my tongue, do whatever I can. But I'm not about to enter into the healthcare system because we can't afford it.
Well, they can't, you know, it's not just the people that are on Obamacare. Everyone's insurance has been affected. And what's happened is that, you know, all our patients, their deductibles are so high, the co-pays are so high, so they just can't afford to go to the doctor. So if they have insurance, they're using it just as a catastrophic coverage, right?
Exactly.
Because they just cannot afford it. It's not a choice, you know, when the costs are so high. And so what happens is they get sicker over time until things get worse. So it's a heartbreaking, tragic, you know, situation. And over the next year or so with the new administration, it's going to go through some interesting changes. If they're smart, they'll do it in steps. You know,
yes,
this radical change all at one time with unintended consequences is what kind of wrecks the whole system.
Exactly. Well, and I think that, you know, Donald Trump has measured his statements regarding this, that it will be a process. I mean, some people are eager to think that somehow in the first 100 days this is all going to be resolved. There are so many moving parts on this. Let me tell you, this is going to take us years.
I think I have a good sense of how he's going to approach this healthcare situation, right?
Okay.
First thing he's going to do is there is a provision, 1322, in the Healthcare Affordable Care Act where the president can exempt states from participating in the exchanges, right?
Mm-hmm, right?
So this gives them an opportunity out of Congress to start testing some of these new things you want to do, like health savings account,
mm-hmm,
you know, competition to case straight line. So he can start to develop those and work those out. You know, Congress doesn't have the 60 seats on a filibuster, so it's not going to be able to be changed rapidly. I don't think they should. He's going to keep the popular provisions like staying on your parents' plan until you're 26, existing. And then, you know, the people that are on the plan, like with insurance, he's going to have to keep them on insurance because the political backlash will prevent any further reform. Mm-hmm. And so I think he's smart enough to know that, you know, a radical change, he'll inherit all the negative effects of Obamacare. It'll be all under his shoulders. So whatever goes wrong, he'll get the full blame. You've got the midterms. You know, he might lose that. So I think he's going to phase it in, you know, logically over time, work out the benefits. And that's what's best, I think, for the American people. We get into this political football, like you say, you know,
right,
that would kill it right away or it didn't make his promise. Then we're asking for trouble because, again, it's about what's best for the political party and not what's best for the patient.
Right. And I would agree with you, Pav, that he needs to do this in a measured sort of way, find some success. There's low-hanging fruit here, as we say.
Yes.
In my conversation with Newt Gingrich, there's plenty of low-hanging fruit to get a hold of. Demonstrate some success in those areas. And then when you do,
yes,
you'll have enough confidence that when things get a little unwieldy and a little bit of, more of a challenge, the people will go along. They'll say, okay, look at him. Glad it's this far, right?
I think you need to go to dinner with Trump because he needs to appoint you as director of this health care policy.
Well, you know, a lot of it, like you said, is common sense. And, you know, and I think the fact that we have a real chief, you know, executive officer, a real CEO in the office now that we've needed for a long time, you know, I think the future is very bright, and especially somebody who is not entangled with the political process. We've got a non-politician, somebody who's not beholden to K Street. like any other past president who counted on them, you know, to be elected and reelected and was so beholden. I mean, this was done by the Trump family. And, you know, I want to take him for his word. He wants to serve and do the right things. And, you know, I believe he should be supported to that end, because this is a rather unique opportunity, not only for Donald Trump, but more importantly for the American people, don't you think?
For the American people, absolutely. And I think, you know, that there's, we're all working together outside the partnership. Mm-hmm. I really think we can do some, you know, great work and improve the lives of people.
Well, Pav, on top of all this, you know, we touched on the difficulties with the doctors, but also there is a great need for doctors, and we've decimated the profession in such a way that people have been discouraged and say, you know, why should I be a doctor if I'm going to have to deal with this and not do what I do best, right?
Yeah, you know, you brought up a very interesting point. There's actually, you know, a big shortage of doctors. This new macro law we talked about, the Medicare, there's surveys that said 40% will leave their practice. There's a devastation going on, you know, in the medical practice. People in private practice, it's very difficult to stay in practice. Some are retiring. Some are not going into medicine. A lot of other doctors are joining the hospitals, and they're not happy from the doctors I've talked to, because you give up your practice and you're basically then of, you know, an employee of the hospital. And you mm-hmm. have no independence, no, you know, autonomy. And so we are devastating, and we are going to come up to a real, you know, doctor shortage. And like I said, we need to be proactive on that mm-hmm. and not dealing with the aftermath. But it's what you brought up is very crucial. It's going to be a big issue in the next few years.
Again, we have to incentivize all the right things. This has been a problem. We have disincentivized businesses to create jobs, for people to do excellent, outstanding work. And I like the idea, at least, you know, what's being put out there, you know, for all Americans, and that is that I think the opportunity to dream big dreams again is coming into play. And people will do that which they get rewarded to do. That's one of the age-old business principles that's been around forever. And if we unleash this, I believe, pent-up human potential, you know, we'll look back on a GDP as, you know, of 1.5% is absolutely ridiculous, and we'll be operating in the 3 to 5% range that is there and available. If we just, you know, get the government out of the way, as Ronald Reagan said, they're not the solution, they're the problem.
Well, fundamentally, those are the incentives that made America, you know, what it is in terms of the whole world. It seems that over the last few years, we've kind of rewarded incompetence, or, you know, with the whole participation trophy aspect of...
Well, we promoted mediocrity.
And that's like, you know, we want to drive towards mediocrity or victimization, mm-hmm. but, you know, this core of believing in a dream and exceeding your potential, that's really what lifts up the human spirit, not
exactly right,
you know, moving towards mediocrity.
That's when we're happiest. You know, when people have the sense of fulfillment, when they're doing what it is that, you know, they've been designed to do, and they're being productive, they come home every night, and even though they may have had a rough day at the office, hey, they're happy to look over their families and see, hey, look at their kids are going to college, and there's food on the table, mama's happy, everybody's happy. I mean, you know, boy, it's been a long time since we've had that experience overall in Main Street America, right?
Yes, I think that's going to be the key. It's going to be... I think it's fantastic.
Well, Dr. Powell and Grover, thank you so much. We got to have you on more regularly here.
Yes,
keep us up to date as to what's going on here.
Job. I'm telling you, you're doing a great job. I listen to you. And like I said, you keep what you're doing. You're going to revolutionize talk radio.
Well, one step at a time, and we need you back as well, Pav. Appreciate it. Could this new rule for doctors undermine patient care? That was the topic. Dr. Powell and Grover has been our guest, and we will definitely be hearing more from him in the future. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance, and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think we'll all agree if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you, grassroots level, bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess. And I would say congratulations. You know, if you're looking for a man, woman of the year to point to, I would say it is the American voter. They spoke, said, look, we're not ready to abandon this great American experiment. We're ready for a shot, and Donald Trump, I believe, connected with people in as much as he said, hey, look, at this point, what have you got to lose? We've got a trajectory that our country is moving in that is rather deleterious. We could not afford another 4 years of the Barack Obama policies, especially when it comes to immigration. And our guest that we always enjoy having with us is Bruce Thatcher, author of the breakthrough book. You've heard me brag about it on many occasions, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He's also the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. I mean, this is the importance of history, isn't it, Bruce Thatcher?
Well, it is the importance of history, and it's the thing that history should play, the role that history should play, especially in our education and schools. But it is at the government level that we really need to learn these lessons. And I think under Trump, as far as immigration is concerned, we're going to get a look at some of them at least.
Yes. Well, you know, certainly it helps when we have the educational system cooperating with, you know, with the world view that advances the cause of this American experiment, of this republic. when you have so much being taught out there that deals with and more in the realm of theory than practical application, I mean, it's worse than what, Zig Ziglar would call stinking thinking. It's very dangerous because it's not just about thoughts. I mean, it's presented as empirical evidence when it just is not so. And these kids are just surprised when, they go out and they have a conversation with somebody outside of the covering of their safe places on the campuses. And you look at it and you go, whoa, where did you come from? What planet did you fall out of to land here with some of the thoughts that you have about government?
You see some of this with the man on the street type interviews
yes.
show up on television, just astounding, absolutely mm-hmm. astounding. And I hope that'll take a lot longer to change. It'll take quite a while to change the institutional entrenchment of that kind of training, and I hope that will happen. But I think we're going to see some things on immigration in the very early days of the Trump administration that will mark a distinct shift.
Mm-hmm. Historically, Bruce, as you've written in your book, immigration, and good immigration policies makes for good politics, as they say. It can work positively, but when you abandon the rule of law and immigration policies, which have been quite evidenced over the last 8 years here, you have the immigration of 21st century America right now, which is absolute chaos.
It is indeed. And in the thing that will be most stark in the early days of the Trump administration as regards immigration, I think, will be enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see that, and we're going to see it in at least four areas. We're going to see it at the southern border. We're going to see it as regards so-called criminal aliens. We're going to see it as regards visa overstayers, and we're going to see it as regards employers, blatant employers of illegal aliens. And things will look a lot different at the southern border. Of course, Trump and everybody talks about the wall, and that's going to happen, but not quite in the image, I think, that a lot of people think. It'll be a combination of things. There will be some more wall, there will be fences, and there will be electronic surveillance and more patrols, but we'll distinctly see action there and just as fast as it can get funding to do.
Mm-hmm.
What we'll see right away is an end of catch and release.
Right.
It's going to become catch and return.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be the immediate big thing. As regards criminal aliens, we're going to target those for fast removal proceedings, I'm sure, and issue detainers. Trump has said he's going to issue detainers for anybody, any alien, illegal alien who is arrested for anything. And that's going to get in many places into the sanctuary city things. I think that we'll see some sanctions brought right away against sanctuary cities that don't cooperate, and we'll probably see an early enaction of Kate's Law.
Yes,
I would expect that to happen. It'll take some additional laws, I think, to really withhold all funds from sanctuary cities, but some of them are going to get withheld right away.
Well, to your point, Bruce, there's a lot of immediate things that can be done. Enforcing the law will just go a long way just to begin with. The left progressives would want to paint this picture of, Gestapo-like tactics and people breaking into houses, separating families. And we'll see a video on the nightly news of little kids crying in the front yards as their parents are being dragged off, feet dragging, thrown in a paddy wagon and taken to the border and released there. Some of this stuff is so outlandish. I mean, we have to remember why we even have immigration, why we have rules of law in the first place, and what we're trying to do here. If people lose sight of that, then they start, imagining things that are just not even in the playbook. And this is the thing that I find that is a bit dismantling and distractive, is when Republicans and conservatives have to defend against this kind of ridiculous rhetoric.
It's absolutely a shame that people can't understand there's a difference between illegal, and even in the law, it's distinct difference. Illegal aliens are one thing. Legal immigrants and permanent residents are quite a different thing, and there's nothing in any of these so-called law enforcement categories that are going to impact on legal permanent residents and immigrants.
Mm.
And you're right. The left and the progressives are going to represent every single detention as some sort of Gestapo tactic kind of thing, because they want to delegitimize the government, and they want to particularly delegitimize conservatives who want the law enforced. But the enforcement of the laws is an immigrant-friendly behavior and activity.
Mm-hmm.
Because to the extent that it helps their employment, to the extent that it increases their safety because it removes these criminal aliens and so forth, it's good for all people in the country, at least all of them I can think of.
Well, Bruce, real quick here, you mentioned Kate's Law, and for some of our audience that still, you know, we kind of throw that around because you and I are up to speed on it quite readily, and most are. Explain to our audience Kate's Law and why it needs to be passed.
Well, Kate's Law is essentially in various forms, however it comes up, it will mandate sentences for criminal aliens who are convicted of re-entry into the country after they've been deported. The normal approach for criminal aliens is to simply deport them. But the law increases penalties or increases severity of their crime when they then come back after they've been deported. In Kate Steinle in San Francisco, it was a woman who was shot by a criminal alien who had been convicted several times of felonies.
I think something like five times or something, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
And
came back into the sanctuary city of San Francisco again and again, and finally killed an innocent bystander.
Well, Bruce, we're out of time. As always, great to have you with us. Author of the breakthrough book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce Thatcher on Bill Maher.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bill Martinez live.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
These letters have just now been delivered to Mr. Kringle by bona fide employees of the post office. I offer them as positive proof.
Three letters, Your Honor, are hardly positive proof.
I understand the post office receives thousands of these letters every year.
Merry Christmas,
George!
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Now don't take that gun. You're going to shoot your eye out, huh? Just the perfect opening, I think, for our next guest, Doug Giles. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, hundreds of veterans protested at a Massachusetts college that took down the American flag to enable the campus to focus on, and I put in quotes, addressing racist, misogynistic, Islamic-phobic, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic, and anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and behaviors. This, according to its president, college president Jonathan Lash, has previously told Hampshire College students in an email that we will not fly the U.S. flag or any other flags at Hampshire for the time being. The decision came after the school lowered the flag to half staff after Donald Trump was elected, and then that flag was burned. This according to the College Fix. With us right now is the one and only Doug Giles. Doug is the founder and editor of FlashDaily.com. Doug, always good to have you with us. What say you about this insanity?
Yeah, the clowns are officially running the circus, eh, Bill?
Boy, I'm telling you. Yeah, this is crazy making. I think it's
a good thing, though, and bear with me while I roll this out. I think the more that the lunatic left shows their asininity to the American people, the more it scares America, you know, center right. Because this is absolutely egregious behavior where the American flag is a symbol of racism and Islamophobia and hatred. I mean, you can't get something more dense. The Turkish walnut, Bill, that I bought to stock my custom rifle built by Lon Paul, who's an incredible rifle maker, is less dense than those cats at Hampshire College. And I think just like was shown via CNN and what we've seen roll out since Trump's election to the White House, the college crybabies, having a full-on hissy fit because they didn't get their squeaky toy. I think it helps us, man. I think people are like, yikes, I don't want that America. So I'm a big proponent of letting these morons bray their insanity into the night and do it as much as possible. And we should film them and, like you're doing on your great show, report on it of Donald Trump, but most Americans, we don't want that kind of America.
Right.
And, well, bully for the hundreds of vets that rocked up in support of Old Glory and our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights.
Exactly. Well, you know, the scary part of all this, I mean, if we could, Doug, if we could just kind of cordon them off and let them have their safe place, I don't know, send them to Illinois or whatever and just cordon them off and let them, you know, take care of themselves, that would be one thing. But the problem is the way our country operates is we're going to end up carrying the water for these knuckleheads. Because what's going to happen here with the Donald Trump administration, and we've been saying this on the show from day one, is that there's this pent-up productivity that's just waiting to be expressed. There are already kids that are at the starting line ready to bust loose and get into the race to make America great again. These kids are going to get left in the dirt because they're left in the fetal position, sucking their thumbs, missing out, and then they're going to demand that the people who worked their butts off to get this country back on track, they're going to demand from them that they be taken care of.
Well, hopefully President-elect Donald Trump will enact some kind of policy that only lets them, you know, suckle off the government teat and the hard-working taxpayers like you and I for just a few months instead of for ad infinitum, ad nauseum. That's why I wrote Pussification, man. Hopefully some of these knuckleheads, Bill, that are in that hideous position that you talked about of entitlements and free candy, hopefully they'll read it and they'll feel ashamed that they're prom queen of Wussville High, and they'll want to leave that fetid swamp and climb up the rarefied mountain of Mantown and breathe the air of accomplished leaders.
Exactly. Well, Doug, you know, I have a situation I mentioned. I've been hesitant to mention my 25-year-old son was in a terrible motorcycle accident, broke a leg, some ribs, and I've been caretaking for the last week here in California with him. It's been quite an experience, but it's been eye-opening for him because he is a victim of Obamacare, and he has seen what socialized government medicine looks like. Of course, our heroes, our vets have been going through this for a long time, and they've been shouting and screaming, but I don't think America's hearing. But I told my son, I said, look it, you need to learn from this opportunity to see what it's all about. And he keeps saying to me, Dad, I'm a human being. I'm being treated like he went to one emergency room the other day, and they basically said, we can't do anything about it. They put him in a wheelchair and left him at the stoop. They basically kicked him out the door because he has Medicare, you know, that is funded by Obamacare, and because he's a student. And I said, well, this is your learning lesson and your opportunity to understand that if you want to rely on the government, this is the kind of health care you get. Or you be your own man, continue to dream your big dreams and work out your life to where you don't have to rely on the government. Otherwise, welcome to the queue and welcome to mediocre health care service, just to name one side and aspect of the government being in control of your life.
Yeah, in regards to Obamacare, I personally think it's great as long as you don't get sick.
Yeah, until you need it, yes.
Injured like your son. You know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful unless you need, you know, to actually have health care, and then it sucks worse than an airplane toilet. But I think it looks like Donald Trump appointed Tom Price to Health and Human Services. So I've got two words for that, Bill. Adios, Obamacare.
Yeah, and Tom Price is one of the few in Congress actually read the law and studied it. He went through the painstaking, and I mean painstaking experience of reading it and breaking it down. Doug, I don't know if you had a chance or if you did much of it. I tried to. My brain exploded with every page turn. I mean, there was every point, counterpoint. I mean, it is an absolute attorney's, a perfect thesis as far as they're concerned, because you know how attorneys talk. They're from a whole nother planet altogether, and they make up words and ideas that counter oppose themselves. And this is quite the treatise when you read the Obamacare legislation piece.
Yeah. Yeah, and what is it? It's like, 11 feet tall if you were to stack it
on. The regulations, yeah. The regulations alone, over 40,000 pages of regulations, 2,800 pages of gobbledygook. You know, thank you very much, Jonathan Gruber, et al., the way they put that together. But, Doug, the other thing I want to talk to you briefly while we're on here is what happened at Ohio State and how the media and everybody was so careful. Initially, it was presented as a shooting incident, and then they, you know, even Tim Kaine was quick to jump into it and then a bit embarrassed when he realized what the facts were.
Yeah, there's a couple of takeaways from the terrorist attack on OSU, and I love how CNN dancing around, you know, the guy's name and where he's from and his religious affiliation, like it could be a white dude who's a Presbyterian, you know, who just blew a gasket. Mm-hmm. Now, Abdul is a Muslim. He's from Somalia. And remember when Donald Trump was branded a racist, Bill, during the primaries?
Yeah, just because we needed to vet these refugees. No, God forbid.
Yeah, he called out the Somalis, and all of a sudden he's a racist. Next thing you know, whoopsie-daisy, he was spot on. But here's something interesting. The OSU administration tweeted out when that bizarre possibly deadly scenario was going down yesterday, three admonitions: run, hide, which sounds like, you know, wussification, typical university stuff. And then they had a third one, fight. And you know what? As much as I don't like the run and hide, I got to give it to the guys. I've never heard any campus administrators say to fight back. So I dig that. And also really enjoyed the rookie cop, Alan Harushko, 28-year-old guy who dropped Abdul in his tracks.
Exactly.
It's the stuff of heroes. It's what men used to do before everybody turned into a skinny jean man bun sporting deep V-neck. A hipster dandy who drinks frappuccinos from long green straws, man.
Well, Doug, that's what has to be awakened in the male species. It is they've been, as you wrote in your book, they've been sadly pussified, and it is a huge expense not only for themselves but their future family and their wives. What are their wives going to be dealing with?
No, they better hope that the zombie apocalypse doesn't go down while they're alive, because their little man-child that they married is going to be hiding behind her and the kids. One of the chief aspects of masculinity that I bring out in my book, Pussification, is that a man is a protector.
Yes.
Back in the caveman days, if you didn't protect your cave brood and your hot cave wife and your snaggletooth cave children, then you didn't get to propagate your genetics anymore. You were killed.
Right.
They were back in the day, the man was the first responder. He was Johnny on the spot. He was the cop. He was the rescue team. He was everything. If anybody threatened his cave brood, he'd pick up a pterodactyl bone, Bill, and beat the bejesus out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, you know, we don't do that. I recommend that kids, number one, young males, number one, go out and get punched in the face. Do it as soon as possible.
Exactly.
I don't trust anybody, Bill, who's not been punched in the face.
Exactly.
And number two, learn how to fight. I'm talking with fists and feet, and then learn how to shoot weapons and defend yourself, because it's crack night in the ferret hut in the crazy United States of acrimony. And if you don't know how to protect yourself or protect others, protect students on campus, then you're going to be a little victim curled up, like you said, in the fetal position, wet in your big diaper, while some moron terrorist shoots you in the back of the head. Not going to happen on my watch, not going to happen with my kids.
Exactly. Well, Doug Giles is calling all men to step forward. It is time for us to let go of those safe spaces and step out. The American male is needed like never before. Doug is the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com. Author of the book, Crucification,
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and play.